Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And each week on the show, despite the mosquito invasion in North America that is centered under my house, we share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed. It's something we like to call a tiny victory.
That's right. Thanks for joining us. For the next 10 to 15 minutes, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop thinking about how the season of The Crown is so depressing, and I'll stop thinking about, you know, all those turkeys.
And I'll stop thinking about how the weather forecast today in Los Angeles was biblical.
Perfect. And now let's get tiny. Okay, so I have a tiny victory to share about the time I slayed a metaphorical dragon. What? But first, let's talk Fortunato chocolate. It came!
Yes, as we mentioned last week, Tiny Victories is sponsored by Fortunato Chocolate.
Thank you.
Thank you, because Fortunato number 4 chocolate has been prized by chocolatiers and pastry chefs in restaurants since 2008, and it is finally available to people like you and me and our listeners.
It's this pure chocolate taste. So what I did, I blended the cacao nibs and almond milk and monk fruit sweetener, because I don't eat sugar, and yogurt. I put it in an ice cream maker and made Fortunato frozen yogurt. Last night was Fortunato chocolate cherry.
Okay, here's what I did, Laura. I took a knife and I cut into my 1.1 pound bar of 36% milk chocolate. And you know how chocolate, when it's not good, like it can taste waxy? This was like creamy, like a warm waterfall of cream going down my throat. Is that too much?
It's like a band of chocolate angels carrying you off to bed.
It was exactly like that. And something else I really appreciate is Fortunato comes with very minimal packaging, and that's very environmentally friendly. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, so if you're a fan of excellent chocolate, you can get it directly from Fortunato by visiting podcastchocolate.com/tiny. All right. And now, my dragon slayer story.
Okay. And just so you all know, we recorded this show when Laura was working her big glamorous TV job in Ireland, but she is back in Texas now.
How dare you?
Okay, let's go for it.
So you know I've been in Ireland.
Yes.
And I'm working near where they filmed Game of Thrones, and most of the crew worked on Game of Thrones, so that's sort of in the background. And so when I say I slayed a dragon, it was a tractor, but to me, a dragon.
Okay.
So here's a thing about me that you might not know by looking at me, but I do everything I can to avoid blame and shame. Like, I'm actually very easily embarrassed, even though I'm like bold in some ways, but sometimes I'm just sort of terrified of small embarrassments. Fun fact number 2, not a great driver. Like, when we were there last year, we were driven to set. We were driven around. Uh-huh. It's how they make sure you get to set. But this year, because of COVID, the safest way to travel is alone in a car. So they give me a rental, which they call a hire car. That's nice.
Oh, that's so cute.
They were just like, hey, will you drive on the proper side of the road, which is the left side? And I was like, sure. They go, great. Here's a death machine. Enjoy our great land. So I was actually offered between two places to stay. I was offered a really cool place in Belfast, like posh and near great restaurants, and you can walk downtown.
That's where I'm staying.
Exactly. 30-minute commute to set that's kind of out in the country, or kind of a shithole that's like 5 minutes from set out in the country. And I was like, shithole, please. Every minute I'm in the car, I'm a danger to myself and others. So fine, I'm settled. I just have my little country place. I go to our little country set. Uh-huh. Annabelle, we had to drive on little country roads. It looks like one lane. They claim it's two. There's no shoulder. There's just hedges, high hedges on the side. And that
sounds relaxing. That sounds like such
no,
a great
No, it does not
thing.
Sound relaxing, and it was not relaxing. The hairpin turns. It's just like, all right, I'm just children of the corning it all the way to work. And I managed to map out like a a path to work that was mostly left turns. And then I just went home the other way and I just traveled in a circle so I could go home in mostly left turns.
That's so clever. So where does the dragon come in?
So last year when we're being driven to set, I'm going with my friend and we're being driven down this tiny little road, which already I'm like, I don't even know how you do it. And a tractor approached and he like threw the car into reverse. And I guess he edged his way into some ditch or something where the tractor could. I just remember being in the car and being like, I don't even know how you knew how to do that. I would just die. So my first day on set, my car gets stuck in the mud. I'm already like car problems. We park in a field. It rains all the time. It's why it's so green.
Let me just tell you, it sounds like a terrible punishment being over there.
Everything was amazing and incredible. And then the driving, I was like, ugh, okay. Day three.
Right.
We get off work. I'm leaving the parking field and I'm driving down that little country road and it happens. A tractor.
Oh my God.
We cannot both exist on this road. And everyone's leaving work, right? So right behind me is Helen, the script supervisor. Behind her, I think, was Kane, the sound. Everybody is leaving.
Oh, so they're witnesses.
The only people I know on the continent, I'm in their way. I'm like completely bothering. And I had no idea what to do. I'm in this giant automatic car. And I just looked up at him and it's this young farmer, which was weird. And he's smoking and he looks down at me, couldn't be more annoyed. I just mouthed like, I don't know what to do, like shrug arms.
So basically you're like waiting to be raptured.
Yes. If you could push a button, like the rapture button and just be like, I'm done. I would have pushed it. Put that in the new car. Is that in the new Tesla?
Okay. So what do you do?
So he kind of motions to me like back up. It could have meant something more rude, but he just kind of motions like, and I just was like, and I put it in reverse and I start backing up and I'm looking for a little crevice or a ditch.
A gully.
Yeah, I'm in a gully. I'm inspired by my friend of last year. So I back up and the cars behind me back up and then they stop. And I knew there was not a place to pull into because I had been driving this road, but I was just hoping like one would appear. Like Hogwarts, there's one I didn't notice. So they're kind of backing up and then they stop. Like apparently somebody in the line behind me had just had it.
Well, you've caused a traffic jam basically from one end of Ireland to the other.
Across
Northern
Ireland. It's
a small country, Laura.
There's a traffic jam and they all know me. And so they stopped and I was like, I have to move forward. And the guy kind of like signaled, go ahead. And I was just like, I cannot fit in that space, but I just had to do it. So I drive slow and I move forward and I did it. I got around that tractor. I was like Arya Stark against the Night King. It would not have looked like anything to anyone else, but I was like, ooh, I'm the homecoming queen. I won the lottery. Boom, boom.
I don't want to like rain on your parade, but I have no idea who Arya Stark is because I've never seen Game of Thrones, but I trust you that this is your tiny victory, right? That you slayed the dragon. You went around the tractor.
It was a very big deal. Yes, it was an impossible task. And the next day I go into work and there's this guy, Ray, who loves to make fun of me. They love to make fun of Americans. And so there's a kind of a part B of the tiny victory. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to get made fun of so much. Completely was. I walked into work and Ray was like, I cannot believe you're showing your face. Like, it wasn't like nobody noticed. He was like, can we take your car away from you? Like, what is happening? And I didn't buckle. I was like, you don't understand what a triumph it is for me to drive out of my driveway and come into work. I was just like, I have adapted. I'm a local. I claim my tiny victory.
Oh, okay. You just said the word that I have been thinking about so much lately. First of all, I love this story because it's a story that would only happen to you, basically. And all the things that it means to you. So here's the thing. I feel like what your tiny victory was that you found a way to adapt. And I've been thinking about this because I feel like right now we're all challenged with this idea of resilience and adaptability. Mm. And, you know, people talk a lot about resilience. You need resilience at this time. But resilience really refers to that thing where you pick yourself up and you get back on the horse. There's a lot of aphorisms about resilience. But yes. That really means, resilience really means is picking yourself up and doing the thing that you know that you knew how to do already. Adaptability, I think, is the skill that we are all need to cultivate right now, which is to really change in the face of a totally new system. And I know for me too, I'm like that too. When I'm faced with something that's totally out of my comfort zone, I just want to dig my heels in and say like, nope, not moving forward. But, you know, you're modeling for us. I don't want to read too much into this story, but I feel you have modeled an instance in a tiny way of adapting to a new situation. And I think that is a fabulous tiny victory. And there's a twofer here, Laura.
What? How many tiny victories did I have with that tractor?
So everybody knows that when you travel, people love to make fun of Americans, and basically we deserve it, right?
We 100%. I took it for all of us.
Right. And people love that you provided a story. They're going to be laughing about that American writer who caused a traffic jam from one end of the country to the other. This is gold for them. And you gave them that. Good for you, Laura House.
I made everybody feel a little bit better about themselves.
Yes. So, you know, you gave them something to dine out on. So yay you.
So true.
Okay. We've got a message on the Tiny Victory hotline we want to share. But I thought we could tell our listeners about another show on the network that we think they should check out. Laura?
Yes. I want to tell you about the Jackie and Laurie show. Do you know it? Do you love it? Mm-hmm. I hope so. I personally, this is Jackie Cation and Laurie Kilmartin, and they are, I do know them from their comedian friends of mine. Mm-hmm. They're they are female headlining comedians, and they have a podcast where they're talking headlining comedian stuff. Like, there's a litany of kind of the dude version of this, and they are professional comics that are taking on, like, you just feel like you're talking to your two best friends. You are talking to two of my good friends, but even if I didn't know them, is that a dumb thing to say? You're not their friends, but if you were, but you feel like you are their friends.
No, that's the perfect podcast. Is like you're in there with them. So if you're not subscribed, subscribe at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jackie and Laurie Show with Kyle.
Okay, we got a message from Haley in Australia. Australia, people, who wanted us to know that a thing that Laura joked about in last week's episode on Worst Year Ever is really a thing.
Hi, Laura. Hi, Annabelle. Hi. I wanted to take a moment to share my tiny victory, particularly just listening to the last podcast you guys put out on 2020, sort of just hating on it. My tiny victory, especially for me personally, this has been the worst year. I have Tourette syndrome and a number of other conditions, and I've had to be hospitalized twice for this year. But my tiny victory is, one, finding your podcast, but two, that calendar that is just like hating on 2020 exists. On the front of it is 2021, fuck yeah, because 2020 was a shit show. And it's the best thing I think I've ever encountered. It has days for ridiculous holidays, like public sleeping day. So, hey, just wanted to share that with you. Thanks so much for your podcast. It's absolutely amazing. All right. Awesome sauce. Bye.
I love about this message is she really got the spirit that we offered that show in. And I love her genuine, passionate hate for 2020. Haley, thank you, soul sister.
Thank you, Haley. All right, that's going to do it for us this week. Thank you, Haley, and everyone else who's called into the Tiny Victory Hotline.
If you've slayed a dragon like Laura, or you think you can top her tractor heroics, tell us about it. Call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675 or record something on the voice memo app of your choice and email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org.
We also appreciate everyone who leaves us 5-star ratings on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out, especially if you write a review.
You can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter. Our handle is @GetTinyPod, and follow us individually on Twitter. You can follow me, Annabelle, @LAGerwich.
And I'm Laura @I'mLauraHouse.
Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you have tractorfuls of tiny victories.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.